And so, beloved ones, we greet thee, tis Alcazar. We are glad to say we are indeed joining you again. So, take a moment, feeling yourselves very present in the body, just connecting with awareness to the energy that is around you. Remembering all the support that you were experiencing in the last meditations. Bring that to this moment of now. For in this segment, the intention is to look into your future. And you have touched upon some of these things already. But what does it mean for you as an individual? If it is true that you create your own reality with your thoughts and your feelings and your actions, if that is the case, and we would suggest that it is, what's your intention for your future? And your future begins in the next moment. So what is it that you wish to start living? What is it that you wish to start creating with your energy, with your feelings, with your thoughts, as well as your actions? If you can allow for the possibility that existence or the quantum field or whatever name you put on that vast energetic, if you can allow for the possibility that existence responds to you moment by moment, to your vibration, your overall vibration, if you can allow for that, then would you want to change your vibration? Would you want to raise your vibration so that the response from existence became more beautiful, more supportive? Would you like that? And therefore, How do we change our vibration? How do we elevate it? How do we maintain a higher vibration? And what is a higher vibration as opposed to a lower vibration? Most of you are aware of this already. The lower vibrations are those of judgment, anger, frustration. The higher vibrations are love and compassion and all the different elements, emotions associated with those extremes. How do you raise your vibration? Meditation helps. This energy work assists you. It brings you up. And it's temporary. But what it does, as this energy raises you, it allows your consciousness, your awareness to operate from a higher level. And as you continue to meditate, as you continue to raise your vibration, it brings awareness to those lower frequencies, those old limiting patterns that you hold within you. And then it is an opportunity to take a look and say, do I need that anymore? Do I need to continue to have judgment on this or that? Do I need to continue to reject my parents for how they were? Do I need to judge my boss at work? Do I need to separate myself from people around me out of fear? It gives you an opportunity to look at the way you live in the lower frequencies and to decide, well, maybe I don't need this anymore. Maybe I don't need to judge those around me. Maybe from this higher vibration, I can bring compassion and understand that perhaps this person is dealing with their own challenges. And therefore, I can be loving or compassionate as I respond to other people. as you allow yourself to notice the old limitations, and as you choose to investigate the source, understand why you carry that old limitation, and then recognize, I don't need this anymore, because you have a higher perspective of that old limitation. And with that understanding, you can let it go. It no longer is part of your vibration. And so when you let go of an old limitation, your overall vibration gently rises. And as you deal with each of your limitations, slowly, slowly, your overall vibration gets higher and higher. And as that happens, with every step on the way, more awareness, more consciousness comes into your humanity, into you individually. And so the progression starts to become more rapid. That is what's happening with your society right now. There's an acceleration in consciousness. Beloveds, allow the acceleration in your own consciousness. Use the moments when you are vibrating in meditation to take a look back at the moments that are triggered, because higher vibration will trigger an awareness of some of the limitations. Rather than pushing them away, celebrate your awareness of this limitation. Resolve it. And we have brought many techniques to assist you in that process. As we move into this new reality, your awareness of what you wish to create. So, first of all, it is thinking about, but do not stop at thinking. Feel how it would be if your thought was manifest in your life. How would it feel? How would it feel? Because the feeling, the vibration of your heart center is so much stronger than the vibration of your thoughts. So rather than thinking about your future and stopping there, think about things. Yes, beautiful. But then bring the feeling. How would it feel if I was living in that reality already? Because then you are radiating out to existence with a very powerful creative force. And existence will respond. Understand that existence response doesn't always come instantly. It might be the next day, week or month. And on a societal level, it might be the next year or years away. But the more you put energy and awareness into it, and the more your fellow humans put energy into it, the sooner it manifests in your physical reality. And when we move into the next meditation, we will support you in doing some of this creative, energetic work.
And so, beloved ones, we would suggest there are two ways of being in your here and now, in these chaotic times where you find self. There is conditioning, and there is deconditioning. Conditioning is when you pile on belief system. Conditioning is when you believe a particular thought, whether it is about self, about others, whether it is a judgment, or whether it is feeling like a victim, or feeling like, oh, it will never change. Conditioning, this belief that we are talking about, is when you lock self into a particular way of being. And so awareness is the first step. In those moments of clarity, you can see, ah, this is how this has been affecting me. I have been holding on to this for so long. And already in those moments, you are seeing the patterning that you have been vibrating with. And that is the deconditioning. That is stepping into the unknown. Why is it important to decondition in this way? Why is it important to look beyond that locked-in belief and say, okay, what is really going on here? It is exactly what has been touched upon by these three. All that you are is within you. And what you believe about yourself gets in the way of accessing it. This is what is happening in society right now. We would suggest what we are talking of as conditioning is the suppression that has existed, where one group of people are seen as less than, and the complex that this creates. And we would suggest right now, the protests, the rioting that is occurring in your America is indicative of change. It is the first step in the equality coming in a real way. Whenever one group is suppressed, just like within self, whenever one experience is suppressed, you cannot know peace. You cannot know what you are losing by having that group of people disadvantaged. We have heard this one cry on say, and this one Julianne has taken note, that peace on earth is just the beginning. Peace on earth is the requirement for the next phase of your evolution. And so we ask you to ponder over this. How can I bring a greater level of peace, a greater level of equilibrium, a greater level of honesty and honoring within my own self and within my interactions with others?
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. What beautiful messages of truth have been said this day. And we get those together who can listen and speak from the other side of the veil in whatever fashion. They speak together as one. There's no dissension. There's no doctrinal differences. There's no rules that have to be met. And instead, you see that which is compassionate pour to you. And if you're astute with energy, it's not just the words. And that has been spoken before. This is the third message about the seeds. And we told you this one would then be about the future. Let's look again at that forest and the metaphor of the seeds. The forest was planted in a way that it may never grow. With free choice, the forest would then be watered or not, and it would require a slightly higher consciousness to water it. This occurred, dear ones, in the late years of the 80s, and when it did, many things happened. Fall of the Berlin Wall, the fall of communism, the end of the Cold War, and that is when you found the channelers coming into the planet. I came at that time, Alcazar came at that time, because it was known that we would be those who would guide you with information to think about, to give you the potentials, the what-ifs. That's why we're here, all of us. We would not be here otherwise. The existence of the Stargate, for the same reasons, to amplify that which was being created on the planet, not just this room, Everyone who participates in any way with these messages is part of the Stargate. Those seeds were watered in 2012. And the seedlings started to grow. And in this forest that was growing, the attributes are the same. The metaphor is the same as what the actual existence is. Trees, when they grow up and become adults, have to reproduce. Now, they did not when they were in the ground, dear ones. They were static. And there were only so many of them. And so with free choice, this planet has watered them in their own way so they would begin growing. And in that growth, many things took place. It wasn't just the trees that grew. The beginning of the nodes and the knolls and the opening of the matched pairs and all of the tools, the ones we've talking about that the healers have, the ones talking about that the channelers have, and all the new information and the inventions, all of that from watering those seeds. You ask about the future, those seeds become trees. The trees are representation of higher consciousness. Suddenly, there's higher to next in real life. They have to have a vehicle of reproduction. And depending upon the kind of tree, they all do. Most trees rely on the things around them. Nature, you would call it, Gaia, animals, in order to reproduce. For some of them, it's the insects. Some of them, it's the birds. Some of them, it's the animals that would collect things like the cones on the ground in order to take them other places naturally so they would then take hold and more trees would grow. In this metaphor, that's consciousness that is seen as benevolent. And those coming on board to try to emulate it, it reproduces itself. So higher consciousness is extremely attractive. Now, you wouldn't know that right now because in a lower energy, the only things that are attractive to you that attract that which is your interest quite often are negative things. That is a change in human nature. You will start to be wanting to see better things on your broadcast, on your media. You'll demand them. Give us some hope, you will say. Give us news, but give us hope. Give us a balance that we haven't seen before. This is what we're speaking of. That is the reproduction of those trees. Now listen carefully. Did you know that some trees require fire to reproduce? Think of it for a moment. So there will be things that require what you would say a step backwards, or perhaps that you would say a frustration or an anxiety in order to reproduce the consciousness which will come of it. Welcome to the fire. For you experience it right now where you are in so many ways, and you will get through it. But sometimes this is the only way to make the planet aware of significant consciousness shift and change. I would like to bring to you one more time an explanation of an esoteric grid of the many we have talked about, which we call the crystalline grid. Some of you have heard of this grid all of your lives. I explain it now because it comes into play in this new energy. We call it the crystalline grid because here is a grid that is designed to remember the vibration of humanity and what has happened there. Crystalline substances in nature hold vibration, and you know they do. And so here is a metaphor of a grid that remembers things and holds vibration. For instance, have you ever wondered why someone can walk into an ancient battlefield where perhaps nothing has happened for 100 years or more and feel it? Some so profoundly they'll fall to their knees and weep, and they'll say, horror happened here, death happened here, I can see the young men who have fallen in their battle, calling out for their mothers and their last breath, crying, and all of the things that took place. And you would say, well, how is it possible that any human being could be sensitive to what happened 100 years ago? Quite often the answer is, well, because there was a battle. And they'll go on their way like that was an explanation. It is not an explanation. That's not the mechanics of it at all. I'm asking how. The mechanics of it are called the crystalline grid. The battle itself left a residual. And that residual is felt in many ways. The residual is so strong, listen, is so strong that even physics can change around it because it's left such a profound imprint. So many of you are so fascinated with all the ghost hunters, aren't you? What if I told you that they were measuring imprints? Things that happened in certain places. The ghost that comes down the stairway with the knife after having murdered somebody upstairs. Over and over. And people see it. Others have seen it. Out come the Ghostbusters to measure it. And the temperature goes down and the magnetics change. And they go, this is the proof of ghosts. I'll tell you what it's proof of. It's a crystalline grid. That's how powerful it is. So the crystalline grid carries the energy of whatever the humans did to create it. Do you get that? Turn the page. The future cannot have a crystalline grid that continues to carry horror. And so there has to be a method of cleaning it up. Are you getting this? I've just explained the purpose for the nodes and the nulls. The Pleiadians knew this. The star mothers, the seeds of you, knew this, that when you got to a certain place where higher consciousness would be developed and starting to work and enhance, you're going to need to clean the crystalline grid. And that's what it's done. Think of it as giant vacuum cleaners, if you wish, that starts to suck out all of the old memories. I want you to think about something. You walk into a place, you don't know what's happened there, but suddenly you start laughing. Perhaps there are even tears. And you say, oh, this is wonderful. Something happened here. Something happened here. And somebody say, what was it? They say, the birth of a beautiful child. I can feel the mother right now. What if your future contains a crystalline grid that starts to remember beauty, compassion, events that created joy and love? That would go a long way, would it not, to enhancing this planet wherever you walked? That is in process. Brian, how long is that going to take? And the answer is yes. It's up to you. Even the nodes and the nulls operate only as fast as human consciousness advancement will allow for it. It's still in your hands. Crying, could it be stopped? Of course. If you as a civilization decided to turn around and not go this route, that is also in your purview. But I'll tell you something. I will tell you something. Dear ones, you are the new kids on the block. You are the only planet at this moment going through this, and millions have already gone through this. Do you understand this? We have seen this and seen this and seen this. Nobody goes backwards at this point. How does that feel? How does it feel to know that this planet is on a trajectory that you can't really see? And you're not going to ever even begin to guess it if you watch your media. Because they're going to tell you the worst of the worst. I'm amazed that humans can go to sleep at night after they watch what you're being told. So I'm going to give you some news. You are headed for magnificence, if you'll allow it. You're headed for a consciousness shift that you can see in your culture, if you'll allow it. If you'll have common sense, you'll start to call into question those who feed you bad news every day and walk away with money in their pockets because they've done it. It's time for change. It's time for benevolence, balance, truth, and hope. These are the things that may come out of this, a challenging time for the planet right now. I am, Kryon, in love with humanity and for good reason. You're right where you should be. Hang in there. And so it is.